4.3. Time for a change.
And so, moving on into the lounge now, what were you thinking of here?
Well, it's rather dingy and dark in here, so we'd like to have more lighting. Can you give us some ideas?
I see what you mean. If we have a large lamp here in the corner, It will help throw some light on the sofa. That'll give a soft, warm glow, very atmospheric.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it, darling?
Yes, but what about the walls? Don't you think we should have lights there?
Yes, if we use what we call occasional lighting, then again, that should help balance things out. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Just a few small lamps around the walls that you can have on to make the room brighter when you need to. The main light here in the center looks a bit insubstantial.
Yes, and it's too low. I hit my head on it sometimes. I'd prefer something closer to the ceiling.
Certainly. Perhaps a larger up light here, so the light shines up rather than down.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I was wondering about changing the blinds too. I think curtains might be better.
Yes, and you really want a mix of tones here. Otherwise, everything looks the same.
Mm.
There are too many dark tones, so I'd suggest cream silk-lined curtains to contrast with this beautiful black sofa.
But the carpet's cream. Won't that be a bit too much?
I was coming to the carpet. We need a mixture of textures here, so I'd like to suggest we get rid of the carpet and have a wooden floor.
Oh, now that's an idea.
Yeah.
A wooden floor would bring a natural, earthy texture to the room. And if we have some bamboo here in the corner near the television, then this would make a very strong impact, I think.
Mm. And how much would all this cost?
Well, what I'll do is I'll work it all out.